Okay, we are ready to start again, and I hope you all had a good discussion on the reputation survey and have some great advice that we will think about a bit later. We are now opening the public session, so welcome to any public observers that we have here. And very, very important subject, IFRS 17. We've talked about it a number of times yesterday, and of course many times over the years, both from an advisory council perspective. And you may think, why are we, obviously the insurance people have a particular interest in IFRS 17, but the rest of us, why do we need an introduction or a briefing on IFRS 17? And the important thing is thinking about our role in terms of encouraging the broad participation in relation to the development of standards and the knowledge of the ISB and the standards as advisory council members. So it's really, really important that we have some form of working knowledge of IFRS 17 so that we can talk about that to our own constituents. And we have here to take us through that summary for arguably lay people, and I'm looking at Steve as we say this, to understand what the concepts are so that we can talk about that. So that is the objective of this session. And Steve Cooper, who really needs no introduction from you, but for those that don't know, is a former board member and very much involved in the development of IFRS 17, is going to take us through that. So, Steve, I'll hand over to you.
Okay, thank you, Joanna, and thank you for inviting me to present on IFRS 17, something I did many times in the last 2 months while I was a board member, just after the standard was issued, and many meetings that I had with investors. So I take on board the desire to keep it simple. Apologies to those in the audience that have a very detailed knowledge of the standard. I know Linda and Micheline and perhaps one or two others. So, sorry, I'm going to keep it simple for the rest. So the presentation I've got is high level. Why the ISB had this project, basically what the standard means. Apologies, there are one or two numbers in here. I am going to show you a P&L and a bit of a disclosure so that you can get some